Welcome to TSOH Weekly. My name is Alex Morris of the TSOH Investment Research Service. With me, as always, Francisco Oliveira of Arlevilo Capital Management. We're back with our first episode of 2024. And to mark the new year, we're going to start off with a couple of predictions each on some company-specific developments that we expect in the next 12 months. So, Francisco, why don't you kick us off?
Sure, it's good to kick off the year with some speculative predictions, but I guess mine would be a little bit broader on the traditional media industry. I think it's going to be a very, very, very tough year for the industry overall. Towards the end of last year, there was some speculation that Warner Brothers Discovery was interested in buying Paramount, and Paramount was talking to them, but also talking to other investors to potentially acquire the Redstone's controlling stake. And I think I would pour my prediction is that I would pour cold water over all of that, with cord cutting continuing, television advertising dollars, seeing secular headwinds, political spend next year, not this year, notwithstanding. It just seems very, very tough for these deals to make sense. And not to say that they won't happen, but even if a financial buyer buys Paramount's controlling stake from the Redstones, I don't think that solves anything. I think if WBD merges with Paramount, it's a very levered company still, very, very messy integration. Probably takes a year to approve and a year to integrate. It does not really improve or give that combined entity an ability to play offense in the streaming age. So I think it's for many of these players that are speculated upon to do mergers. I just see the situation being very, very tough 2024. With that, assuming these stock prices continue to go down, you could get some opportunistic deal making, and that's where I would look to Comcast and Brian Roberts. But for now, I just think a lot of this seems premature.
Yeah, I think that last comment is really where my head starts going as linear continues to be a very difficult proposition, particularly in terms of the ad market. I think the companies are obviously making efforts to try to improve the economics on the D2C side of the equation, which is going to mean a much more significant contribution from ARPU will be needed. And I think the question will be is if one or more of these companies in their attempt to start driving ARPU see a meaningful impact on volumes and subscribers, what does that mean for the market reaction? And then does that itself kind of push more desire or need to get a deal done in the very near future? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I just think it's deal making is just going to be tough. And it's all way too messy right now. So I mean, I look to Comcast, right? Could they do something that it's at a good value, and relatively clean? But I just think deal making for someone like, if you're looking at the industry going forward, right? You want to be where the future is. You want to be in streaming. You want to have a good studio. You potentially want to be in video games or live entertainment. And I just think that like combining just for the sake of combining and having bigger scale and linear, which is a primary asset for these businesses, I just don't think is additive at this point. And I think you've seen that with Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox, which is a lot of good IP, but also a lot of linear assets. And that's been a hard deal to digest. And all, Comcast buying Sky, which is basically a linear distribution, but content asset as well. So I don't see the deals being additive unless prices really get distressed.
Well, you mentioned Comcast, so I'm going to move my second prediction up to my first prediction for 2024, and it has to do with Verizon and fixed wireless. In March 2022, the company set a target for 4 to 5 million fixed wireless subs by 2025. At that time, they had about 400,000 fixed wireless subs. As of the most recent quarter, they had 2.7 million. And my prediction is that at some point in the next 12 months, I think Verizon's going to increase that near term FWA target. At the same time, I am not so sure that T-Mobile, which has also done quite well in fixed wireless, will increase their FWA target this year. So it speaks to some of the interesting developments that are happening in that space.
So my follow-up would be, why doesn't T-Mobile increase their targets? And then what's the ripple effect of Verizon, increasing their targets materially, entail for the industry?
Some of my thoughts on it are come from an area of a lack of technical understanding on how some of these things work. My main answer would be Verizon has just been much clearer for a while now that they see this as a first step and that they have incremental opportunity to grow beyond the 4 to 5 million where T-Mobile has not spoken about this in the same way. And I just also think it's something that Verizon will likely use as a tool to further their message in terms of their ability to grow their business over time. So I think they will opportunistically take the opportunity to increase the target on the FWA subs that they expect going forward.
Nice, nice. So for my second prediction, is in relatively in the media space, but I think Liberty Media comes out swinging with a big acquisition, $1 billion plus, and they haven't done a big acquisition in a while. Their last acquisition was major acquisition was of a big size was Formula One, which the time enterprise value of around $8 billion, so a pretty significant acquisition for them. Liberty Media spent the past couple of years basically cleaning up its corporate structure. They spun off their Charter Communications investment. They spun off their Atlanta Braves holding, and now we're basically spinning off their holding in SiriusXM, and now their corporate structure is fairly clean. It has Formula One on one side and about a 30% stake in Live Nation on the other side, two tracking stocks that follow those holdings. And I think now they have a much stronger balance sheet. Formula One is very, it's delevered on the Live Nation side, basically their stake and a little bit of debt, but fairly clean balance sheet. And I think they look to this environment, interest rates are higher, valuations are lower. And try to do a deal. And I think anything that can be additive to Live Nation, which is pursuing a more vertical strategy of owning and controlling venues, so potentially real estate on that side to help Live Nation, or looking to add other sports properties, right? They've been very good investors in the sports space with F1, the Braves. And the PGA is looking for an investment, so it could be a potential target. So I think Liberty Media, after several years of cleaning up their corporate structure, spinning off assets, I think they go on offense with a big transaction in 2024.
I was going to ask you on potential targets, but you put a nice bow on it in the front run. Sorry, the front run beyond the question. So I'll move on to my final prediction, which has to do with Dollar Tree and specifically Family Dollar, the Family Dollar banner, which for those who don't know is really a Dollar General competitor. Ended the third quarter of 2023 with 8,350 stores. The company announced during the third quarter, as I wrote about here recently, that they're going through a portfolio optimization exercise on that banner. They've done something similar in the past couple of years, most recently in 2019. My prediction is that they are going to take fairly significant action when they come out and reveal the detailed plans for what this optimization entails, which I believe they said they'd do so on the Q4 call in March. If I had to put a number on, I'm going to say that they're going to announce that they will close at least 5% of the stores on a gross basis in 24. And I think that they, particularly depending on the economy and competitive dynamics, I think they remain open to more serious action in terms of inorganic, decision making at that banner. But that kind of is dependent upon whether or not they can get anybody particularly interested at a price that they like. But for now, I think you'll start with them taking pretty significant action on the base of stores.
And I know we're running out of time, but how do you think investors or market will react to something like that, where to closing 5% plus of their stores?
Yeah, I think it will be well received. I think the market generally has for years now been concerned about what's happening at Family Dollar and how that kind of dilutes the value of the core banner. And they put out pretty aggressive financial targets for, I believe it was 25 or 26, with Family Dollar at mid-single digit EBITDA margins, a number that they really have not been close to for some time. And I think for them to get there, assuming they still control and own that banner, I think it requires them to take a lot more aggressive action than they have to date. So I think they will do what's necessary to try to make that a realistic target.